open arms.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. United and Delta Airlines announcing they're suspending flights to Tel Aviv this week as concerns grow of a wider conflict following the killings of Hamas's top political leader in a strike in Iran and a day earlier, the killing of a top Hezbollah commander in Lebanon. Extreme heat and whipping winds fueling nearly 100 large wildfires in western states, including California's massive park fire, and in Colorado, Governor Jared Polis says several fires are growing rapidly.
Several of the fires in western Colorado were made at the county level, but Alexander Mountain and Stone Canyon have both transferred authority at midnight to become state fires.
At the Paris Olympics, U.S. swimmer Katie Ledecky winning gold in the 1500-meter freestyle. Ledecky has 12 Olympic medals in all and tied now with three other Olympians for the most medals ever by a female swimmer. And the Fed board holding off a little longer on an interest rate cut, but says if inflation cools further, we could have a lower interest rate sometime this year. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
The teenage driver that was charged in the crash that killed a 13-year-old Reedsburg girl pleaded guilty and was sentenced to probation. 19-year-old Kevin Green pleaded guilty to homicide by negligent operation of a vehicle in the death of Evelyn Gurney. The judge decided during the hearing to withhold sentencing and order 4 years of probation for Green. That sentencing includes 3 months of jail time, but with some privileges, meaning he could leave for approved reasons like work or school. Green was also ordered to 200 hours of community service and to participate in 8 community service presentations about distracted driving with high school-age students. Green had previously pleaded not guilty in January, but a new plea sentencing hearing was scheduled back in June. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered storms, some could be strong. Warm and muggy with a low in the upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, more storms possible. Not as hot, but still humid. Highs in the low 80s. Heating back up Friday and plenty of humidity, high upper 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look.
It's 92 degrees right now.
99.7.
maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. Dave with hits after 5 p.m. We've got y'all caught up in this weather. Let's get back to the music with Third Eye Blind on Max FM.
She lives for me, says she lives for me, ovation. Who won't motivation? She comes out and she goes by me. And I make you smile like a drug for you. Do ever what you wanna do, coming over you. Keep on smiling, what we go through. One stop to the rhythm that divides you. And I speak to you like the chorus to the verse. Drop another line like a coda with the curse.
And more.
I'll follow you 99.7 Max FM.
Unstoppable. It was
was always cold, no sunshine.
I just can't wait to
80s, 90s, and more. Da-da-da, 7 Max FM. Dave Grant hanging out with you on Wednesday night. Concerts on the Square back this Thursday night on the Courthouse Lawn at 7 p.m. It'll be Big Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots. Come and enjoy some polka music with Big Griffey Jim and the Polka Dots. It'll be a great night to be out there. Don't forget to bring a blanket along in case inclement weather. The concerts on the Square are moved into the Al Ringling Theater. Then on Saturday, the Farmer's Market is back in downtown Baraboo, 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. on the Courthouse Square. Go over to the Baraboo Farmer's Market Facebook page. Give them a like. They will tell you who's coming and what they're bringing along the night before. Coming up, we'll look at sports news by UB40 on Max FM.
Max FM Sports.
The Brewers dropped 2-3 to Atlanta, falling to the Braves 6-2 this afternoon. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Atlanta club 4 home runs, 2 each from Matt Olson and Travis DiArno. The Braves capturing the series 2-1. The Brewers went 2-4 on their homestand. Cardinals beat the Rangers 10-1. They climbed to within 5 games of the Brewers. In the National League Central race, Milwaukee off tomorrow. They'll open a series at Washington on Friday. Miami beat Tampa Bay 6-2. Baltimore 10, Toronto 4. Yankees over the Phillies 6-5. Twins down the Mets 8-3 and the Royals over the White Sox 10-3. In the Midwest League today, Dayton down Wisconsin by a score of 5-1. Big Ten Conference announcing the sites for the Big Ten men's basketball tournaments for the next 4 years. This coming season will be held in Indianapolis, followed by Chicago in 2026. It's back to Indy in 2027, then off to T-Mobile Arena in Vegas in 28. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
this world in a show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Tyrolean Spa had the chess bars in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden oyster. And if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a ball, it's sweet as such a pity to be looking at the ball, not looking at the city.
You've seen one crowded, polluted, thinking town. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine. Watching the game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free.
Maximum hits, 99.7 Max FM. 5% of people love ranch dressing, admit they have dipped this in ranch. I'll tell you that a little bit later. Here's Culture Club on Max FM.
80s, 90s, and more.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Dave Grant with you on Wednesday night. What's in your spam folder right now? Unless you just deleted the whole thing, it's probably thousands of newsletters no one wants to read, marketing junk, and a lot of phishing scams. A 54-year-old woman in Michigan was going through her spam folder earlier this month and found a strange email saying she had won a lottery prize of $207,199. Now, this seems like an obvious trap, but somehow it wasn't. Turns out the woman had been earning big cash second chance drawing entries by playing certain online lottery games, and the prize was legit. She said, "I didn't know that I was earning entries, so I was confused when I came across an email from the Michigan Lottery in my spam folder saying I'd won. After looking into it, I figured out it was real. The win is so exciting, it couldn't have come at a better time." She added that she plans to use her winnings to pay bills and invest. Now, that's pretty cool. Now, the part that kind of got me as I was looking at this story was the $207,000 with $199 at the end of it. It's like, wait a minute. Very oddly specific. Not $200,000 or $250,000. $207,199. Now, if I'd gotten an email like that, yeah, I would be very skeptical of clicking on anything. But hey, congrats to her. She's a very happy lady, I bet. Coming up, we will have a look at our community calendar brought to you by Pizza Ranch Bear. We'll look at weather news by the cars on Max FM.
Craving pizza? Pizza Ranch has an unbeatable deal. Grab two large pizzas for just $25. Pick up or get them delivered. And don't miss Kids Night every Tuesday. One kid eats free with every paying adult. Worried about construction? Don't be. We're open and ready to serve you 7 days a week. You heard me right. We are now open on Mondays. Download our app on Android or iOS and sail through your order with ease. Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, where we provide each guest with a legendary experience.
With some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. The Baraboo Kiwanis will be hosting their golf outing on Tuesday, August 6th at the Baraboo Country Club. This event is to benefit the Baraboo Riverwalk and Baraboo Youth Programs and Scholarships. Registration will begin at 11 a.m. The Scramble Shotgun start is at noon, and then the social and dinner will follow at 5 p.m. Get all the details and get registered by visiting baraboo-kiwanis.org. You can also inquire about becoming a hold sponsor as well. Again, further details about the Baraboo Kiwanis golf outing on Tuesday, August 6th can be found at baraboo-kiwanis.org. And it's time for the rescheduled Fighter on the River event in Sauk Prairie. This is rescheduled from the 4th of July. Stop by the Sauk City Riverwalk on Friday from 5 until 11 or Saturday from noon until midnight. There's going to be great food options, a beer and wine garden, live entertainment, custom car show all on Friday. Then on Saturday, again, the food court and food trucks, beer and wine garden, breakfast burritos from the Kiwanis Club from 7 until 11 a.m. And then the fireworks show will round out the day. Again, this was rescheduled from the 4th. For all the details, visit fireontheriver.org.
Take a short drive to Big Savings at Little Market and More of Sauk City. Find your favorite basket and bedding plants, crafts, and fresh produce at this family-owned and operated stand. Little Market and More accepts cash and credit cards and is open Monday through Friday from 3 to 7. And Saturday and Sunday from 8 to 7. Find fresh flowers, veggies, honey, and more at Little Market and More, S9748 County Road E, Sauk City.
Would you like to learn more about Baraboo's charming historic downtown? How would you like to find out the spine-tingling details of Baraboo's haunted history? Or would you like to experience an exciting ride in a rickshaw with a friendly tour guide? Baraboo Tours offers all of this and so much more. Call 608-963-2821 to book your Baraboo Tour today.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, scattered storms, some could be strong. Warm and muggy with a low in the upper 60s. And a mix of sun and clouds for tomorrow, more storms possible. Not as hot, but still humid. Highs in the low 80s. Heating back up Friday and plenty of humidity, high upper 80s. Looking for a change of scenery? Check out Worthington, Minnesota. It's worth a look. Currently, it's 91 degrees.
99.7 Max FM.
Dance all night, play all day, don't let nothing get in the way. 90s and more.
99.7 Max FM.
Let me know that I've done. tears I cry aren't tears of pain. They're only to hide my guilt and shame. I forgive you, now I ask the same of you. While we were apart, I was human too.
'90s and more. 99.7
Max FM.